Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in here. This is the Unleash Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you are dialed in at Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio, here in Houston, Texas. And I say Houston, and hopefully some of you out there yelled Texans, because it is game day. I got some of my game day gear here on in studio, but you can't see it because this is radio. Oh, but if you're following along online, you can go out to Unleash Radio Hour on Facebook. Broadcasting live out on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. Go do a search. Just look for Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Click like and boom, there we are. Hello, I'm waving to you watching. Hello. Hey, listen, dial in today. We're going to talk a little bit here more. Hey, lots going on in the world today. Lots happening. Things are taking different turns, different strides, different ways that everybody can look at, hey, we need to do this, or hey, we should do that, or hey, what about this, or hey, how about that idea? Well, that's all great and grand. But let me tell you, we a lot of folks out there, different organizations, and I've talked about this topic before here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm going to dive into it again today, because I think it's critical. I think it's crucial that we dive in and we talk about being a leader. That we talk about what is it that you're looking for in a leader. And real quick, I want you to know we want to hear from you. Call in, dial in, text in 281-892-1972. What are you looking for in a leader? Hop on Facebook, let us know. We want to hear from you when we come back right after these messages.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 800-709-4395, 800-709-4395, 800-709-4395, 800-709-4395. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details not available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, who are here today. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, your host, Ron Klinger. Thanks for dialing in. Thanks for following along out on Facebook. We do appreciate y'all being a part of the show. And yes, we are here in Texas, so I am going to say y'all more than I can anytime that I can. So listen, we're rolling along today, and I want to give a couple shout-outs. You know, I've got a lot of people in my corner that I do appreciate, and some of them, they already know who they are, so I'm going to leave them nameless. Just want to put a shout-out to say thanks to my circle of support, to my colleagues, to my friends, to mis amigos that are always out there and supporting the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, if you want to get a specific shout-out, dial in. Let me know you're following along on Facebook right out there. I'm pointing to you. Hey, and you can also text into the show. The text line, the Motivational Transitions text line, is 281-892-1972. That number again, 281-892-1972. I've got that live up here in studio. Let me know you're dialed in. And I want to give the telephone number. Love to hear from you. Love to have you be a part of the show. 713-785-1817. That number again, 713-785-1817. To get you connected, because today we're talking about, and if you're a friend of the show or a longtime listener, you do know that I like to talk a little bit about leadership. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. I had the pleasure of being in class teaching all day yesterday and really dialing in. And I've got another program that's starting up right now. I've got the honor and the privilege of being the facilitator for the Leadership Clear Lake class, which is offered through the Clear Lake Chamber of Commerce. I'll be teaching next week. And I want to get into this because I think it's real. There's so much going on in the world around us today that we can make personal decisions as to how we choose to lead. And I say that because I do believe it is our responsibility to come up with how we choose to lead, what we're doing, and what that looks like. Now, I say that because every now and again, we all hit our bumps in the road because we aren't perfect. No, we're not. We error. We're human beings. We do make mistakes. And the key thing that is, how do you get back to that core? How do you get back to what matters most? And if you've never defined that, it makes it hard to go back and say, okay, this is who I am and this is what I'm about. This is what is significant and important to me. And I say that because that was a general crux of our conversation in the class that I taught yesterday, is really looking at, you know, when you do some planning, when you look at where you want to go and what you want to do, it all stems from what's valuable to you, what's important to you, and those values that you espouse and hold near and dear to your heart. To who you are, to the presence and the essence of your presence, of how you show up each and every single day. And the reason I say show up is we make conscious decisions as to how we show up. Now, we can show up and say, you know what? I am here to purposely find out ways to help improve an organization, to advance it, and to move it forward. Great. That is awesome. We need people in the world to help us do that. But there's good ways to facilitate that, and there are not so good ways to facilitate that. So what I want to get into today, love to have your feedback. The question that I'm just putting out of there is very simple, very simple. What do you want in a leader? I mean, good googly goo. We're getting ready to run to the polls here in a couple of months. Today is actually September 1st, which scares the ever-living daylights out of me because we're getting closer to November to realize, what do I want in a leader? I'm going to be forced as an American with the right and the privilege to go and vote. I don't even know where to start. So if we're going to talk about, hey, guess what? We're about to elect and put into office here in the United States of America, the next president of our country. What are we looking for in that leader? You know, and I'm not making this to be about politics. What I'm making this to be is about you, the listener. What I'm making this to be is about you, the manager, the leader, the supervisor, the volunteer, the coach, whoever it is, whatever your walk, whatever you do, you have a conscious decision. Do I lead today or do I follow? Do I step in? How do I help? What do I do? And if you haven't defined that for you, and I've said it time and time and time again, then you need to define what is your style. Because at the end of the day, if it's not defined, you can't measure how well you're doing it on a scale of 1 to 10, and you sure as heck cannot manage it or course correct if situations and circumstances require you to do so. So I've been wrestling with this the last several days, and part of where I'm coming from is, okay, so what is my philosophy on being a leader? You know, and I put my leadership perspective into two key buckets. One is actually working to build a team, all right? There's times that this works out well. There's times where we may fall short. But at the end of the day, how well does a leader build a team? You know, especially when it's got a lot of moving parts. Now, why do I bring that up? Because, yes, it's sports day here, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we got Houston Texans playing tonight. Big moves are going to be taking place in the NFL. Why? Because by Saturday afternoon, all 32 teams have to whittle their team down to a 53-man roster. Now, they start with, 92, 93, I believe. So you're basically almost cutting your where you started at training camp down to your 53-man roster. You're cutting it somewhat in half. And there's a lot of decisions that need to be made as to, you know what, who's on your team? Who helps your team? Who makes a difference into what is going to happen? Oh, wait a minute. Let's go back to where I started this segment, and let's talk about what does it mean to lead? How do you define that? So the challenge, the gauntlet of challenge, if you choose to accept, is first and foremost, how do you define the leader that you want to be? Whether you're the small business owner. What are you doing to lead your small business? What are the values that you espouse, that you uphold, that you model the way so that everyone really truly knows by your actions who you are, what you do, and how you do it. See, I'm a big team guy. I have real issues and struggles when in any team, whether it's a work environment or any team environment, where individuals place self needs above team needs. I'm a team guy. How does that work? What does that mean? How does that look? You know, and I think that's a critical approach that needs to be looked at when you're talking about teams and how you build that team. Because the reality is the culture of your team is going to be what predicates, moves things forward, and or makes a difference with the actual end result. So one of the things I want to challenge you, and again, first and foremost, how do you define your leadership style? What is your leadership style? What words would you use? What measure would you make? How would you tell somebody, hey, you've got a job interview? You know, the Unleashed Radio Hour is about helping you unleash your career and your business. And if you're running a business, you better have a leadership style and approach written down that you go back to. And it doesn't have to be etched in stone. We're not talking about putting it on parchment paper so it becomes a part of the historical lore. But what I am saying is it needs to be written down as to who you are, what you do, and why you do what you do. Because you're going to be challenged and you're going to be pressed and people are going to disagree with you and people are going to get frustrated with you. And you need to be able to stand firm and stand strong and say, this is who I am. This is what I'm about as a leader. This is how I choose to lead. Because you're going to have people that are going to try to push those buttons. You're going to have individuals who may see things differently. And seeing things differently, that's okay. The key is, how do you channel that dialogue and that interaction? Which takes me to the second piece that I believe leaders, not only do they need to be team builders, they do need to be effective facilitators and coaches themselves. Because you're going to have to facilitate a lot. And those are the two buckets that we're really going to get into deep here today. We're going to talk about it. But it starts with that first drop into those buckets. How do you define your leadership style? What is it that you choose to do and how do you choose to lead? And how are you doing that? On a scale of 1 to 10 yesterday, if you were in positions to lead, how well did that take place? What did you do and how did you try to accomplish that? You know, and that's what we're talking about. So we want to hear from you. We want to know a little bit more. Hey, feel free to jump in, dial in, 281-892-1972. That is the text line open here in studio. You can call in 713-785-1817, 713-785-1817. And it makes a difference because you're going to go out. You're going to have an opportunity to be in front of individuals. You're going to have a chance to lead, guide, grow, develop, and support others. But what's your plan, man? What's the plan, Stan? How you going to roll? What you going to do? Let me give you a classic example. I was talking before the show today. You know, we got a very distinct culture in our locker room here for the Houston Texans. We're going up against the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm not trying to make an interstate rivalry, but there is one. And guess what? There's a different essence and presence in both of those clubhouses. Right? Some of the players that are on certain teams would never work or fit in other clubs. And this time of year, if you go back, you know, back in April when the draft took place. You know, I did a show, and you can go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. You can go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com and go back in April on the 28th, is drafting your team on draft day. And I bring that up because that's where this whole process started. That's where this process started. It started when the NFL teams, and again, I'm using the NFL because I'm a sports guy, and I know this isn't sports radio, this is business radio, but that's okay. But look, here's the key concept that I want you to pay attention to and to dial in. You know, there was a vision that was cast back in April on the 28th. That reality of that vision is coming through to fruition by Saturday. Why? Because they drafted certain players. Certain players were picked up to be a part of that team. And now they're at a point where they actually have to dial in, look at, and see, how well do those pieces of that puzzle fit? Fit where we're trying to go, work within the culture of what we're trying to do. And my whole point is, how can you make those decisions about individuals' employment if you don't know what you don't know? And what I mean by that is you got to have a plan as a leader. You have to know the culture that you're trying to create. You have to understand and comprehend exactly and precisely what you're working to accomplish and achieve, and do the parts on your team fit going in that direction? And you know, that's really the key why it's important to define. It's important to get in. It's important to understand what that is. And look, and just like that, we've got a caller that's online. I believe it's Asai is how it's pronounced there. Hey, welcome to the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is Ron. What can we do for you today?
Yes, sir. I would like to make a comment.
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Amen.
So, yeah. And what I work for a big company for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that, my experience, I would say the leader, the first requirement for leader is should be very knowledgeable in his field, what he's leading to. The second thing, he should be honest, open-minded, flexible. And he should be leading by as a role model for other people. And he should be working with without conflict to their teammates.
No, absolutely. And those are some great areas. You know, I wrote those down. You mentioned, hey, got to be knowledgeable in the job field because people aren't going to be able to trust you if they don't know where to do and what to do and how to do. Hey, and if they're not honest and they're not trustworthy and there isn't transparency, well, then that makes it really hard for folks to lead others. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And so, and then that brings in the other topics that you brought in, which are absolutely appropriate, which is being open-minded, which is being flexible. And again, you know, part of that key that I always talk about on this show. You ready? Here it comes in. Big quote. Ready? I'm going to click my pen because I use it all the time. I'm able to control only that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me, awareness empowers me. So a big part of a leader is facilitating that transparency and working to facilitate transparency so that everybody's on the same page. Because when that doesn't happen, then you get then you get some conflict. And hey, and I'm going to go out and say this, that conflict is not always necessarily a bad thing, because what it does is it helps a team create their norms by which to how to move forward. And I think that's a powerful part that gets in that facilitator mode. I've got to facilitate something because we're about to run to our break here. Hey, appreciate the call. Hey, just like that, thanks for calling in. You can do that too, 713-785-1817. The text line is open. You can text in at 281-892-1972. We want to hear from you just like that. Bam, you're on the airwaves. What does it take? What are you looking for in a leader? Hey, we're going to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarconi, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
This is Business 1110.
If you had that one shot to lead, if you took that opportunity, what does it look like? What would you do? How would you choose to lead? What is your leadership philosophy? What do you look for in a leader? That's what we're talking about here today, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to hear from you. Yes, that's right. Hey, call in 713-785-1817. That telephone number again is 713-785-1817, or you can text in here to studio 281-892-1972. That text line again by Motivational Transitions text line 281-892-1972. Now, look, we've kind of gone around. We had a great call Desai called in and talked about, you know, hey, inexperienced leader has to be knowledgeable on the job, has to be honest, has to be open-minded and flexible. Yes, that is absolutely true. But the other part that it requires in that in the leader is that that's the culture that's created for that organization, that group, that business, that work group. Because that really, truly does matter. You know, and individuals have to be supported to be able to share those ideas. And if they're not shared, then nobody can do about that other than roll the best way that they can. And so when we start talking about these leadership things, I'm going to go back to the two buckets real quick. First one, be the team builder. What does that look like? And second piece, how do you help facilitate and coach? Because things are going to come up that, A, you're not ever going to be able to predict, because last time I checked, I'm not sure that clairvoyancy is a skill set that most leaders actually possess. Now, they may have some vision, all right? They may have some vision as to where things going to go down the line. They may be building on that vision, and it may be out there, but as far as having a crystal ball of how this could go or how that could go, no. Hey, and look, you can't have hindsight being 20/20 clarity of vision either. You got to learn from those experiences and then adapt and overcome. And sometimes that happens on the fly. Sometimes that happens right before your eyes. But listen, that whole piece here on being a leader, what are you looking for? What do you want in a leader? That's what I really, really want to know today. I want to know and understand that to you, the listener, you can go out to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. You can message me straight from the messenger on the Facebook page once you like that page. If you're following along on Facebook, you can put it in the comments of the video. You can call in 713-785-1817. You can text in at 281-892-1972. If you'd like to send smoke signals from the southwest side of Houston, because those are the only ones I'm going to be able to see, then please feel free to do that as well. So if you're in Sugar Land, Missouri City, hey, give me some smoke signals. Let me know what you think. What do you want to have in a leader? And the reason I say that is because every single one of us, again, the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour is to help bring information, tools, and resources to the airwaves to help you unleash your career in business. Now, let's take it about your career. Might you want to know about the leader that you want to go work for? You know, sometimes we all think about the job prospecting, or if we're looking for work, that it's a one-way conversation. Absolutely, positively not. It's a two-way. And if you're going to go work in an environment for a regular basis, because the reality is that we put more time in our work than we actually get an opportunity or a blessing to spend with our families. Yes, and unfortunately, that is a sad indictment of the work affairs here in the United States. We do. It's not like that all around the globe, I tell you that right now. But my point being is, if we're going to spend that amount of our time, of our waking hours at work, then we better be able to work and get along with those that we are working with. That means philosophically. That means that our perspectives on, hey, I will follow that leader to battle. You know, and I'm going to give some characteristics on what I want to see in someone who I'm going to follow, who I'm going to be more than happy to have lead me into battle. And it's from some experience. And again, that's the other thing that can teach us. You know, if you've never been in a position of influence or of leadership, it's hard to comprehend and understand how that all works. And I'll talk about some of those characteristics. I'll talk about some of those things. I've done a lot of reading in this. There's a lot of quotes we can go look with. But again, I'd love to hear from you and make you quotable here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. 713-785-1817. Text in 281-892-1972. What do you want to see in a leader?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-469-9964. 1-800-469-9964. Again, that's 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back today. The topic of discussion is, what do you, yeah, you out there in listener land, what do you want to see in a leader? Now, I put that on a pedestal because we are in an election year, and, you know, I unfortunately for me at this point in time, and I don't talk politics for a reason, I just unfortunately believe that the political season, it divides us more than it unites us, and I just don't like that at all. So what do I want in a leader? I want a leader that can actually bring people together, right? I want someone that can bring people together. That falls in that team builder and in that facilitator bucket that I was talking about here earlier today. You know, and that is the reality of where the world is that we live in. You know, the world that we live in, when I think about the leader that I want to follow, when I think about the leader that I hope or aspire or try or want to be, is how can they bring people together to work for a common good and a common cause and advance whatever it is that they're trying to advance? You see, that takes a special set of skills. That also takes a special mindset that it's not about me, it's about we. And real quick, I can easily sum up, and I've been challenging some of you to think about this. What is your leadership philosophy? What is your leadership philosophy? Mine is simple. I have a servant heart. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help use my gifts, my talents, and my strengths to help support, guide, grow, develop others. In short, it's about others. That's what it is for me. That's what it is for me. That's what I care to do. That's how I care to lead. And that's not always easy. That's not always easy. And it's a challenge, and at times that challenge is because, and I say this, I've been saying this for years, and going around, is that every single one of us, right, wrong, or indifferent, every single one of us out there, and again, right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm not here to project negativity. I don't like negativity. I run from negativity because I'm trying to be uplifting. And unfortunately, sometimes when it gets to me, I fight back, and that's not always the best approach. But here's what I am going to say. What I've been saying for years is that every single one of us, even you dialed in, yes, you're listening to Business 1110, right? But every single one of us is also dialed into the channel called WIIFM. Let me repeat that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all dialed into WIIFM. Now, real quick, does anyone know what WIIFM stands for? You know, and the reason I bring that up, the reason I share that, I want to see if you're listening. Text 281-892-1972. You're out on Facebook, 713-785-1817. Hit me up on Facebook with the messenger. I don't care. But look, listen, WIIFM, what's in it for me? And if you don't think that's the case, and I was reminded of that on my way here near to the studio today, if you don't think every single one of us is dialed into what's in it for me, then just get out on the highway and get on the roads. That's all I got to say. Because, man, hey, especially here in H-Town, people cut you off and don't even think twice about it, right? It's what's in it for me. I got to get someplace, and I got to go. And that happens. Now, look, that is a reality. But, man, I like to try to dial in what's in it. How do we produce the best possible outcome for the group, for the individuals, for the team, going from I to we, from me to team? Right? And I think that is a big part of where, I don't mean to be cliche, but can't we all just get along? Right? And when values are challenged, when what's in it for me becomes a challenge, then how does that get facilitated? Oh, wait a minute. That goes from the team building to that facilitator and coach bucket. And they overlap. They overlap. You know, when I think about the characteristics of those people that I would follow. One, I always know where I stand with those folks. The people that have been the leaders in my life, I always know where I stand. Never a doubt whatsoever. That foundation of that relationship is always and forever present. Right? I'm one of those, what you see is what you get. There's certain gifts and talents and strengths that some people gave. Look, hiding where I'm coming from is not one of mine. What you see is what you get. And you know, have had to learn to work with that. But with those people that are in my corner that would follow the lead, yeah, it's the people that value me for me, who help me grow, who push me to advance, to become better tomorrow than I was today. But it's the foundation of that relationship. That's the core of it all for me. What's the core of it for you? What do you want in a leader? Let's dance with this break and come back. I want to hear from you. 281-713-785-1817. We'll be right back.
I was 35 when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. My ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me. I felt hopeless. He called Elite Rehab Placement because I couldn't make the call. I was ashamed. I was given skills to manage my sadness and my anger. And more importantly, I'm 3.5 years sober. I'm so grateful for all their help. And all it took was making one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-819-8315. 800-819-8315. 800-819-8315. That's 800-819-8315.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back, you're dialed in, you're listening to the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always delighted to have you listen in, dialed in, whether you're listening live, whether you're following the live broadcast out on Facebook, or, heaven forbid, you might be listening to this as a podcast, and you can go out to unleashedradiohour.com, unleashedradiohour.com, and you can follow along. Hey, look, look, just follow along with the post, follow along with what's going on. Hey, and the podcasts are out there listed. Hey, you can listen to, you can dial them in. There's almost a year and a half, there's plus a year and a half's worth of audio out there. Find something that you is going to resonate with you to help you unleash your career and your business. Now, again, we come back to it, and I went to the break talking about some of the elements and some of the factors and some of the things that I value in a leader. What do I want in a leader? You know, for me, it's do you care about me? Is there a relationship that is present? Right? And from that relationship emanates one of the critical factors in teams and with individuals is that area of trust. Right? Hey, look, I'm out here trying to do good. Are you? Where are we at? Where are we going? Good, great. You know, I don't think people wake up any given day and say, how can I go out and create conflict or challenge today? How can I go out and make mistakes? No, we don't. Inherently, our human nature is good. That's my belief. Call me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. It's been done before. But I really think that's what we're out here to do. And again, if we don't go back to a definition of how do you choose to lead, what are you looking for in a leader, then there is no measure. There's no measure. There's no ability to manage. Okay? And I think that's very critical to understand. And again, want to hear from you. What is it and what are you looking for in a leader? The text line, the Motivational Transitions text line, 281-892-1972. Again, that number, 281-892-1972. You know, we had a caller call in to give a couple characteristics. What are those characteristics that you look for in a leader? And I think that's critical. So I've talked about one. One is the relationship that, to me, builds and fosters an environment of trust where you there's some level of predictability that is present in that relationship. You know where you stand. You know where you're at. You always know what's going on. The other thing that when I look at the leaders that I have followed, you know, I think back to past supervisors, to folks, to mentors who've made a difference in my life. And I think about they helped me become a better me. They challenged me. They didn't just tell me what I wanted to hear. It wasn't just, let me tell you what I think you want to know. No, it was telling me, Ron, you're full of bologna sandwiches. And you can take that translation however you want to take it. You know, I recently, and oftentimes I get a chance, I share a little bit of my perspective. You know, I had a chance out there. I saw a video, and you can go look for it. Go search out for Bishop T.D. Jakes. And I actually posted and I shared it on my personal profile. And it's living with criticism. And part of that is are you keeping it real? You know, and that's the part about that feedback. Are you keeping it real? Right? Do you have people around you who are going to help try to make you better tomorrow than you were today? Who are going to be present and fully engaged? Who are going to listen to you, not always talk to you? And I think that's a huge part. And again, I say that because what that does is for me, that goes back and fostered everything around the significance of that relationship. Because when you have a leader, You know, and I think about, and again, I go back to, you know, over Memorial Day, I got stuck watching and just sucked in, even though I had seen the entire series before, but watching on HBO, The Band of Brothers. And there were very distinct roles. Now, granted, it is a military story, so there's a pecking order. There is that command hierarchy. But there are certain people in that series and in that story during World War II that were leaders, and those relationships were critical, not only in the execution of what was being asked, but in reality, survival. Surviving all that Easy Company went through. And I keep bringing that up because it's you know, war is never a good thing to discuss. But when you talk about the connections and the relationships and the leaders and all that it took to bring those troops home that did come home from Easy Company, it's an amazing story. And there's a lot to glean from. So again, love to hear from you. 281-892-1972 is the Motivational Transitions text line. You're welcome to fire that in. What qualities, what are you looking for in a leader? And again, I bring that back to is if you're interviewing for a job, if you're looking to go work for someone and your supervisor, your manager, your leader, how would you define that profile? Right? Because, you know, and unfortunately, I get a chance to get out and connect with individuals where sometimes, you know, there's a big difference between leading or leadership and dictatorship or that, being an autocrat where do as I say, right? And barking out of commands and orders. You know, unless you are in a military or a paramilitary where that very specific chain of command and order is there, then leaders have to be able to build influence, not because of the title, not because of the initials, not because of the special letters, but because of how they connect to others. So again, for me, my leadership style is extremely relational. It's about being that servant leader. What's your leadership style? What do you hope to have out of the leader that you will follow? And again, I think that's critical that we have to ask these questions and we have to be able to break it down and to articulate exactly those characteristics, exactly what those qualities look like, how they make you feel, what are the tangible measures? Because if you're trying to lead others, you have to define that as well. And where there is resonance, where there is harmony, where there is synergy, meaning the sum of the parts are greater than the parts of themselves, aka an effectively operating, well-greased team. You know, those are things that you're going to use to measure, is that present or not? You're going to take that to say, is that the environment I'm going to create for my business work group? Is that what we're going to try to accomplish and achieve? And again, I come back to it. The NFL is doing this right now. They're looking to see how do we take and go from where we started down to a 53-man roster to be able to be competitive, to achieve and accomplish the goals within the system that we have in place, with the talent that we have. And if we don't have it, where do we go get it so that we can be competitive? And again, I bring it up and I go back to what I did drafting your team. It's no different in the business world. If you are looking for someone that has a specific skill set, an operator out in the petrochem channel, out there in La Porte, in Pasadena, out 225, if there's a specific skill set, then that's what you've got to go get. You know, not everyone can do every job, and that's okay. All right. And the point that I get to that is you've got to build that team. You've got to plug people in. And those folks have to also fit the culture of what is going on. Because when cultural aspects aren't in alignment, then people disengage. It's just a fact. If people don't feel that they're connected or they belong, then there's a level of disengagement that occurs. And so when we start talking about all of these things today, I put it out there. I said, I want to hear from you. I want to know, what are you looking for in a leader? And we've got some input. We've got some feedback. You know, again, hey, are they knowledgeable in the job that they're doing? Can I follow them? Are they going to, you know, what's the case of what's going to occur? You know, are they honest? Are they open-minded and flexible? Are they willing to listen? You know, hey, a lot of times it's not necessarily about the willingness to listen, but it's the right time to have those conversations and willingness to listen. Right? Time and place for everything. Time and place for feedback. Time and place for growing your team. Oh, by the way, as a team builder, if you're not focusing on building the team, then you're going to get what you get and you can't throw a fit. Right? No different than the culture. So, I'm going off on a number of different things here, but the key is, and I'm throwing a random smattering out there, because a lot of people are going to define what they're looking for a leader and what they want differently. What do you want? What are you looking for? And then more importantly, flip it and look in the mirror and say, okay, as I look at myself on Facebook Live, streaming live at an Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, how do I want to lead? What's important to me? What are those values that I espouse, that I want to model, that I hope to model, that are critical to how I choose to show up? And that really is the challenge of any person that's out there, anyone working and attempting to lead, guide, grow, develop, support anyone else. And I can't put that out there enough. If you don't define it, you can't measure it. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. You can't course correct. And that formula just holds true in so many things. You know, one of the things, and again, we know I like quotes. We've had two quote shows, and last week was the quote show part two. So you can go out on unleashedradiohour.com and listen to the podcast. I've got to get that one up there. It's not up from last week yet, but it will be. And listen, here's a quote. Leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making sure that impact lasts in your absence so that you've left. And it's the old adage, hey, make it better than when you found it. Are you making things better than when you found it? Well, that's a philosophical approach. That is a philosophical approach. You know, and the key is, you know, the most powerful leadership tool you have is your own personal example. How are you choosing to lead? What are you choosing to do? And how are you making others feel? You know, Maya Angelou put that best. People will not remember what you did or what you said. People will remember how you made them feel. And typically, when people are making others get engaged, and it may be, hey, I got to tell you no, but here's why. Or, hey, we can't go down that route, but here's why. And they make you feel valued. But see, then it's a two-way street. You got to be willing to have that dialogue and conversation with your leader, right? With your leader. One of the most important leadership lessons is realizing you're not the most important or the most intelligent person in the room at all times. Yeah. Hey, where are we going? What are we doing? And how are we doing it? Leadership is not about titles. Oh, this is a big one for me. Leadership is not about titles, positions, or flowcharts. It's about one life influencing another. You know, and I'm going to take all these quotes and these things, and I'm going to put them out on Facebook. So I want you to make sure you follow along, stay connected, get connected to the future shows. Look, when I say future shows, hey, it's back to school time. So we're going to hit the books. What am I working on in the back office? I'm working on bringing some best-selling authors, some people that can share perspectives, interviews that I can have to truly put out there. How can they, in their content, help you lead and unleash your career and your business? Speaking of lead, guess what? It's almost time for us to run to another break. Hey, got a couple quick segments coming up left. Got two quick ones. Look, if you want to get in the conversation, 713-785-1817. That telephone number again here in studio is 713-785-1817. You can text into the studio, 281-892-1972. Look, we're going to run to a break. We're going to fly away, but we'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Do your friends and family think your TV volume is too loud? Do you ask people to repeat themselves? Maybe you like it loud, or just maybe you have a hearing problem. Keep listening for a guaranteed promise to solve that problem. A good pair of hearing aids can cost over $4,000. Hearing Help Express gives you a way to improve your hearing and save 75%. Our family-owned company has been helping seniors for over 35 years and will always be there to help you with your hearing needs. And right now, for less than $100 down, we'll send you as many hearing aids as you need hassle-free until we fix your hearing problem. Call right now. Save up to 75% on a new hearing aid that we promise will improve your hearing. Call now. 800-559-7631. 800-559-7631. 800-559-7631. That's 800-559-7631.
This is Business 1110.
Little turned down for what in the house? And in H-Town, it's turned down for what? J.J. Watt. Yeah, he's not going to be playing here. Hey, you want to talk about talent? You want to talk about leading? Hey, if you've got a leader on your team, you definitely need him out there to be with your team on the field. And that's the key we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about this. The title of the show is, what do you want or what do you look for in a leader? You know, what are those characteristics that says, hey, I'll follow that person? And what are those characteristics that say, not or missed it by that much, whatever you got to do. Now listen, and again, I try to take the positive approach to this here, and really talking about, if you think about leaders that you truly value, that you appreciate, what are those characteristics that are there? You know, I've been preaching, hopefully I've been doing a little bit of teaching, but more importantly, I wanted to engage you into this discussion today. And some of you have chimed in, some of you have shared, had a caller call in, you know, and one of the things that I really believe is strongly is, you have to get on a personal level, on a very personal level, you need to define what was your leadership style. How do you choose to lead? What does that look like? You know, and I keep putting that out there, but to me, that is the critical core. And we're going to have leaders that we admire. We're going to have leaders that we see that do things like, wow, I wish I could do that. And some of the things we can learn from. Some of the things, guess what? It may be a struggle. Some of the things that are just absolutely may be a challenge for us to get there, because we may not have the experiences in our experiential database. You know, there may be new things that are coming our way. There may be things that we've never had to face or have as a challenge before, and we're facing it for the very first time. And the reason I bring that up is hopefully you've got somebody that you can go to. You know, one of the things I think that's a hallmark of a leader is having confidants. It's having individuals who are able to you can bounce off, that you can be absolutely 100% vulnerable with and say, look, man, hey, am I blowing smoke or what am I missing? What am I not seeing? What is it that's taking place? Can you help me understand? And I think that's absolutely critical. I think a leader needs to be willing to have those type of conversations, to be able to be better tomorrow than you are today, to understand that there's going to be struggles, there's going to be challenges that are going to get in the way. The key is, how will you overcome them? What will you do? How will you respond? And I go back to, how do you define how you want to lead? How do you define what it is that you want to bring to the table and the difference in the impact that you want to make? And again, I go back to this. I truly believe that effective leaders are going to be able to have tools and resources in their toolkits, in their buckets, of being able to effectively build a team and then effectively facilitate and coach others. And the reason I bring those two in is, you've got to have the team around you if you're leading other people. You got to have the right people on the bus. The other thing that you got to be able to do is, you've constantly got to facilitate, because there will be things that will come up that you cannot and will not be able to predict. And with that, hey, it's the final countdown. We got to go to another break and come back for the final segment. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour, and we'll be right back.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-749-2984. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-749-2984. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-749-2984. That's 800-749-2984. Once more, 800-749-2984.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is that final closing segment. If you've got quotes, you got inspiration, you got something you want to share in the leadership conversation that we've had today, now's the time to text it in. Now's the time to share it out on Facebook. Hey, we probably got time for a very quick call at 713-785-1817. When I say very quick, I mean muy rápido, por favor. So listen, we've been having this conversation today about leadership. We've been having this conversation about what do you look for in a leader? What do you hope to do? Hey, and how do you choose to lead? And I think those are some critical conversations, some crucial conversations. When you look at the world around us, we're sparked and spawned with debate. We're sparked and spawned with differences of opinion. Everything from, and I don't even want to mention some of it because to me they're downers, but just go out and I'll just put it this way. Follow along on Twitter. Go out to your local news website. Follow along on Facebook and you'll see that the world around us needs individuals in our communities to step up, to lead, guide, grow, develop, support, engage, and positively impact others. And that's the challenge and the gauntlet that I throw down to you. When you go out there today, when you go out there tomorrow or this weekend, how are you going to choose to lead? What are you going to do? How are you going to show up? And what can you learn from others and see from others that can help you be better tomorrow than you were today? And that's the message that I really am trying to get across is folks, we've got to be willing. You know, we came into this world imperfect and we're going to continue to grow, develop, and try to do all we can if you are willing to go down that route of self-growth, of personal improvement, of really doing what needs to be done to show up, to lead, guide, grow, develop, and support others. And that really gets back to my own personal mission. That's why I'm on the airwaves here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. It's what can I do? Hey, and if you got ideas for topics, if you've got information and resources that you feel will help others unleash their career business, get out to unleashedradiohour.com. Just go on out there, unleashedradiohour.com. There's a contact and connect link. Click on that link, little web form. It'll send an email directly to me, and then we can open up that dialogue and say, hey, what's some information that we can use to help put out there to help others unleash their career and their business? I want to thank you all for being a part of today's show. I hope that it was information that you can use to help you, unleash your career and your business. I don't mean to be a broken record, but that's all, folks. But look, that's what this is all about. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, click on that contact and connect. Click on the podcast. By all means, please do so. Share the show information. Share the Facebook page. Get people to dial in. Get people to follow along. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. And it is my honor, it is my privilege to be on the airwaves with you. So listen in next week. We're working on, hey, it's back to school. We're going to open up the books. We're going to talk about with authors and other leaders to help us be all that we can be. Andy, help me out. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening today. And until next week, see ya!